Hello, this is Bruce Cameron, and on 2MCE, it's time for Come All Ye, folk music from all over the place. Doing anything interesting this weekend? Well, here's a song to make you think.
If we can celebrate federation, which came so long before our time, why shouldn't we feel sorrow for a 200-year-long crime? And we're sick of division. Watch 300,000 people walk across the bridge from North Sydney. 200 years of oppression thrown to the wind, discarded free, tossed from the bridge like dead wood to be washed away to sea. And in its place there was a murmur, such a quiet hum across the line, such a gentle understanding that we're all in together this time, 'cause we're sick of division. We're sick of leaders who feed on prejudice to boost their position. We're sick of the arrogance that ignorance breeds, 'cause you can be standing right front of someone, but it won't stop them looking down at their feet, or their fingers, or their hands, or whatever makes them feel complete. And you can speak your mind so clearly and sing about it and make your noise, but they can shut their ears and tune you out, or just drown you with their own voice. We don't agree with their position. A world of marginal seats and voters to con into submission. We're tired of schoolboy games, we're sick of division. We're sick of this point scoring, this squabbling and shifting the blame, 'cause we're all worth the same. And if we can celebrate federation, which came so long before our time, why shouldn't we feel sorrow for a 200-year-long crime?
The bosun, the gunner and me, lads, was each of us mighty sweet. On a Portsmouth lass named Polly, as was known as the pride of the fleet. But when we got our orders to sail for the Golden West, why, little Poll, she scarce could tell which one of us she loved best.
Which one of us she loved best?
Oh, sweet Poll, on Portsmouth Quay, she gave us kisses three. A kiss on the cheek for the boatswain and gunner, but one on the lips for me.
As was only a plain A-B, me lads, only a plain A-B.
A kiss on the cheek for the boatswain and gunner, but one on the lips for me. We'd yell a jack on board, lads, way out in Barbados. The boatswain and gunner, sad to say, they both turned up their toes. So we found them a neat little berth, lads, at the foot of a tamarind tree. And we left them sleeping high and dry on the shores of the Western Sea.
On the shores of the Western Sea.
Then I thought of Portsmouth Quay and Poll, who loved all three. And I thought as she'd lost both the boatswain and gunner, she'd better make sure of me.
As was only a plain A-B, me lads, only a plain A-B. I thought as she lost both the boatswain and gunner, she'd better make sure of me.
We finished up the cruise, lads, and when ashore I got, well, Poll and me, with many's the kiss, agreed to splice the knot. I took her for better or worse, lads, but a nod's as good as a wink. And if there's things a tar can't say, there's lots as he can think.
There's lots as he can think.
And I think of Portsmouth Quay and those happy days and free, when little Poll first shook her curls at the boatswain, the gunner and me. And I think of the tamarind tree on the shores of the Western Sea.
And oh, don't I wish, as the boatswain or gunner, had got her instead of me.
A little bit of music hall stuff there from Tom Lewis, who sings a lot of songs of the sea, but a few from the land as well on this particular album called 360 Degrees, All Points of the Compass. Tom Lewis with the group, singing group, Tanglefoot, the Boatswain, the Gunner and Me, Victorian comic opera, you'd say. And opening the program today, a song that came out on an album released in 2002, by Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton, A Song for Reconciliation. My goodness, haven't we done well since then? You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's Tommy Wreck.
Thank you. Nature's banks contagious to denial. The old pharaoh's daughter, she went to bathing style. She took her dip and she come unto the land. And to dry her royal pelt, she ran along the strand. A bulrush tripped her, whereupon she saw a smiling babby in a wad of straw. She took him up, and says she in accents mild, "Teenage's gettles now, for which he is owns the child." She took him up, and she gave a little grin, for she and Moses were standing in their skin. "Be dad now," says she, "it was someone very rude, left a little babby by the river in his nude. She took him to her old lad, sitting on the throne. Das, says she, "will you give the boy a home?" "Be dad now," says he, "sure I've often brought in worse. Go, me darling daughter, and get the child a nurse." And now, blackamoor woman, among the crew, cried out, "your royal savage, what's that to do with you? Your royal ladies is too meek and mild to beget dishonestly this darling little child." And then says Pharaoh, "I'll search every nook, from the Phoenix Park down to Donnybrook, and when I catch hold of the bastard's father, I will kick him from the Nile down to the Dollar." Oh, they sent a bellman to the market square to see if he could find a slavey there. But the only one now that they could find was the little young one that left the child behind. She came up to Pharaoh, a stranger Maria, never letting on that she was the babby's ma. And so little Moses got his mammy back. Shows that coincidence is a nut to crack.
Two tracks from Dublin Men. First set of tunes, The Kilrush and The Trip to Durrow, played on Ellen Pipes by Tommy Reck. And then singing The Finding of Moses, Frank Hart. They come from, the two tracks that is, come from an anthology of traditional Irish song and music put together by Ian Lynch. He's a member of the band Lancome, and he has a very good podcast called Fire Draw Near. If you want to spend an hour exploring very interesting, some tradition, mostly traditional music, but often with a rather fiery modern interpretation, check out Fire Draw Near. Pretty easy to find online. Ian Lynch is the man. But there we heard Frank Hart singing The Finding of Moses. Before that, Tommy Reck playing a couple of good tunes on the Ellen Pipes. You're listening to Come All Ye. This is a group called New Road. Thank you.
western winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings among the bloom and heather. Now even green and wild o'er the plain delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rove at nights to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fells, and the plover loves the mountain. The woodcock haunts the lonely dells, and the soaring heron the fountain. The lofty groves, the cushat groves, the path of man to shun it, and the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush and the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, though some solitary they wander. Vaunt away the cruel swain, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering prey, and the fluttering gold opinion. But Peggy Dean, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue and the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come, let us take our gladsome way and view the charms of nature, the rustling corn, fruit and thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shines clearly. I'll grasp thine waist and fondly press, swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal showers to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear could be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
Now, Westland Winds, a good version by the group New Road from their album Stone Walls and Streetlights. Shamey O'Dowd singing there. Slightly different musical take on the old Robert Burns classic. Shamey first heard it, sung by Dick Gockin in the early 1980s, and he thought, okay, got to learn that. Gockin was singing that for 30-odd years, I think, until he stopped performing in the last few years. The Voice Squad also do, or did, wonderful version of that song as well, Irish a cappella trio. Before that, two lovely tunes, Errigal Braes, which was a reel collected from a fiddler in Tyrone, and Come Ye by Athol was the second one. Great tune. Learned from the playing of Cahal McConnell. It's an old Jacobite song set to a tune composed by Neil Gow Jr. You're listening to Come All Ye, and here's Mike Seeger. I think you know what that song is. Yes, that's it. Don't Let Your Deal Go Down, from Mike Seeger. One of the last albums he recorded, I think, in 2003, called True Vine. Gone now, Mike Seeger, says his half-brother Pete, of course. But much recorded, Mike Seeger. New Lost City Ramblers, a lot of recordings of them, and he featured prominently in that group. But basically, solo album, this one, True Vine. It's time to introduce you to a featured album. This one is called Nobody's Fault, and it's by a Sydney singer, Rhonda Moyer, or Moore, I think, M-A-W-E-R, Rhonda Moore, who released the album in 2023, I think, celebrating 50 years of singing and performing from 1970, so perhaps it's 2022. A mixture of, she says, a mixture of some of my favourite pieces performed in folk clubs, concerts and radio, both solo and in bands. The album is an eclectic mix of traditional old blues and jug band songs. Where did those years go? You might well ask. So, with Rhonda, who will sing and play guitar on the album, we hear Marcus Holden, multi-instrumentalist who plays strings and guitars and mandolins and recorder, banjo, melodica, percussion, and will sing a bit as well. Gary Steele, upright piano and electric piano and accordion. Alan Meadows plays harmonica and mandolin and sings on a couple of tracks. Andy George plays acoustic guitar and slide guitar and also sings on a couple of tracks. And Rosie McDonald sings harmonies on a few tracks. Adam Barnard plays drums on a track as well. Now, Rhonda Moore, I first encountered probably 1971, I guess, or even earlier, when she started performing in 1970. Packed Folk was where I ran into her first. And I always thought she had a lovely version of The Fair Fleur of Northumberland. Sadly, that's not on this particular album, but there's lots of other interesting stuff, starting with a song from the pen of Martha Copeland, or at least the repertoire of Martha Copeland, who recorded it in 1928. It's called Desert Blues. So, Rhonda Moore, Nobody's Fault, the featured album today.
I'm going to the desert, Papa, I can't take you.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing out there for a man like you to do.
To do, to do, to do.
I don't want to hear them blues you are going to sing.
To sing.
I've got another daddy who knows how to shake that thing. A rolling storm never gathers any moss.
Never gathers any moss.
I'm going where I can be the boss.
You're the boss, you're the boss, you're the boss.
Who give you
the
jelly roll, Daddy, when I'm gone?
She's gone.
I'm leaving hot, Papa, cause I got your water on.
Got your water on.
Dry, and I am wet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going where I'll soon forget.
Oh, don't you forget.
No use to cry over spilt milk or anything you lose. Cause I'm leaving and I got the desert blues. I'm going to the desert. It's the only
from the featured album today. That's Rhonda Moore with Desert Blues. Rhonda has a strong association with the Shack Folk Club on the Insular Peninsula in Sydney, up towards Palm Beach. She also was very keen on, or is very keen on, the music of the late Colin Dryden, and we'll hear one, if not two, songs associated with Colin Dryden a little later in the program. But for now, we'll move across the Dutch to the land of the long white cloud and a sing-along favourite from New Zealand.
Story that you're bound to hear, and you're down a tug away, about an outlaw and his dog that brought him fame, about an ancient merry trail through a grassy mountain vale, through the rugged land that bears Mackenzie's name, where the campfires are a-blazing and the droving men a-lazing to bide with Hockanui mountain grog. There's a story in the making and perhaps a little faking as they weave the legend round Mackenzie's dog. There old Mackenzie, so the story goes, rode the ranges on a steer, pre-selecting squatter's sheep, and when he'd done, he would send his collie pup to go back and round them up and to punch them forward to his mountain run. Well, the troopers took the trail for to send the scut to jail and to capture all the mossy faces too. And they captured him at last in a rugged mountain pass, and he went before the judge in Timaru. There was no sign of repentance when Mackenzie heard his sentence, but the last word rung from him a dreadful cry. He defied the law and told them that no prison bars could hold him when the judge condemned his faithful dog to die. Now there are city folks that swear, oh, Mackenzie and his dog were a pair of devils wrapped in hair and vine. And along the outback trail where the campfires beam at night, you can hear the shepherd speak his name in fright. Yes, there's a story that you're bound to hear if you're down a tug away, about an outlaw and his dog that brought him fame, about an ancient merry trail through a grassy mountain vale, through the rugged land that bears Mackenzie's name.
Well, it's not the greatest CD that I own, but I should play more tracks from it from time to time. I don't have a lot of music from New Zealand, and even the tracks on this album are misnumbered. Numeracy, I suspect, not the strongest suit of whoever compiled this album. We heard the voice of Danny McGurr there with Mackenzie and his dog, and there is a Mackenzie Pass in the South Island of New Zealand. Other highlights on that CD include the Inter-Island Steamer Express, Hokonui Whiskey, a few classics there like Pakare Kariana and Honaheke. And then we go back to Rugby, Racing and Beer, My Old Man's an All Black. Oh, we'll leave it there, I think. Here's a fine tune played by two fine fiddle players. We hear Barbara Lamb and Vivian Williams with a tune that's crept into the repertoire of even Australian musicians in recent years, a track called Gali Balatin. probably pronounced something like Gardebalaten, but everybody calls it Gardebalaten, played there not by Swedish people, but by Barbara Lamb and Vivian Williams, who usually play old-timey American stuff. And I'm told, not necessarily reliably, but I'm told that that tune has the same effect on Swedish musicians as Whiskey in the Jar and the Irish Washerwoman would have on Irish musicians. They're over it, put it that way. They've had enough of it. It's been done to death. I still like the tune. I hope you do too. Now, this should make New Zealanders feel a little bit better, because even people in Newfoundland and Labrador come up with kind of corny songs.
Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather in oilskins and boots and cape hands battened down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. Some are working their jiggers while others are yarning. There's some standing up and there's more lying down. While all kinds of fun jokes and tricks are begun as they wait for the squid on the squid jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Chafe and there's young Raymond Brown. There's a red ran Tory out here in a dory, a running down Squires on the squid jigging ground. There's men from the harbor, there's men from the tickle, in all kinds of motorboats, green, gray, and brown. Right yonder there's Bobby, and with him is Noddy. He's a John Hardtack on the squid jigging ground. Oh, God bless my sou'wester, there's skipper John Chaffee. He's the best hand at squid jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Well, he's jigging one now. It's the very first squid on the squid jigging ground. Now the man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears six pairs of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a scuffle. All hands are excited. 'Tis a wonder to me that there's nobody drowned. There's an awful confusion and a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squids are on top of the water. I just got me jiggers about one fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't give a darn on the squid jigging ground. Now if ever you feel so inclined to go a-squidding, leave your white shirts and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without your silk hanky, you'd better steer clear of the squid jigging ground.
Guitarist, singer Wade Hillier, Squid Jigging Ground. That CD called Songs of Newfoundland and Labrador was lent to me originally by the late, great Robin McLaughlin, who lived in Bathurst and was well known to a lot of people in this city. He was visiting Lancer Meadows one time in Newfoundland, and he met Wade Hillier, who was working up there as a guide, dressed as a Viking. That's what Robin said anyway. Lancer Meadows a very early settlement in North America from, yes, the Vikings. Another one now from the featured album. This is a song that Rhonda Moore first heard performed by Maria Muldaur on a recording, I guess. It's called Ain't Gonna Marry.
I ain't gonna marry, I ain't gonna settle down.
Alan Kelly playing piano accordion, and John Kelly playing flute and whistle, Artie McGlynn playing guitars, and a bit of Hammond organ there from Rod McVeigh. An album called 4 Mile House. We heard hornpipes, yes. The Mountain Ranger, which is traditional tune, I think, and the Harp and Shamrock, composed by Pat Crowley.
This is just a little story, but the truth I'm going to tell, all about a cunning gobbler who in Yeovil town did dwell, and a jolly butcher with a beautiful wife. But the gobbler, he loved her as dearly as his life, singing Fall the Riddle, Dido, Fall the Riddle Day. One day the butcher went to market to buy himself an ox, but then the cunning gobbler, as sly as any fox, he put on his Sunday coat and a courting he did go to the jolly butcher's wife because he loved her so, singing Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. Now when the little cobbler come into the butcher's shop, the butcher's wife knew what he meant, and she bid him for to stop. Oh, says he, me darling, have you got a job for me? And the butcher's wife's a saucy said, I'll go upstairs and see, singing Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. So the butcher's wife, she went upstairs and give the stop a call. Yes, I've got an easy job for you if you have brought your all, and if you do it, workman like, some cash to you I'll pay. Well, thank you, says the gobbler, and he begun to stitch away with his Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. But as the cobbler was at work, a knock came at the door. The cobbler scrambled under the bed and he hid upon the floor. Oh, says he, me darling, what will your husband say? But then she let the policeman in along with her to play with his Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. The cobbler lay there trembling, far too terrified to move, and the policeman says, me dear, oh, me darling, oh, me love. The cobbler, he was thinking, well, how he loves his wife. He feared the old bed would collapse and take away his life, and his Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. Come from market in the middle of the night. The policeman, he jumped out of bed and he soon got out of sight. The butcher's wife, so nimbly, she locked the bedroom door, but in her fright she quite forgot the cobbler on the floor with his Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. And then the butcher got a surprise when he climbed into his bed. Something near his very heart, the butcher smiled and said, she said, it is me rolling pin which made the butcher laugh. How long have you been rolling dough with a policeman's staff, singing Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day? And then the butcher threw the truncheon underneath the bed, and there it smashed the piddle pot and it cracked the cobbler's head. The cobbler cried out, murder, said the butcher, who are you? Oh, I am a little cobbler who goes mending ladies' shoes. With me Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. Well, if you are the cobbler, then come along with me. I will pay you for your mending before I set you free. And then he locked him in the bullpen and the beast began to roar, and the butcher laughed to see him as he rolled him over and over again with his Fall the Riddle Day, oh, Fall the Riddle Day. And then early in the morning, just as people got about, the butcher smeared his face with blood and then he turned him out. He pinned a paper on his back, and on it was the news. This cobbler to the bedroom goes to mend the lady's shoes. With his fol-a-riddle-di-do, fol-a-riddle-day, and the people all were laughing just to see the cobbler run. His coat and breeches were so torn, and they could clearly see his bum. He ran home to his wife, but she locked and barred the door, and she said, "That'll teach you not to go out mending anymore. With your fol-a-riddle-di-do, fol-a-riddle-day, singing fol-a-riddle-di-do, fol-a-riddle-day."
That was Chris Foster and the Cobbler and the Butcher. Good guitar work and good singing. A man from Zomerzet, I think, originally. He went to school in Yeovil anyway, so that's in Somerset. We'll go a little north of Somerset now to Wales and hear a couple of tracks from Alan Anafan. Set of slip jigs, first of all, Jig Pultag, Talfan Ar Hosan, and Deferian Arian. I think they're all trad tunes. Then a trad song of longing, A Gaseg Felen, The Chestnut Mare. A song of longing to be free from work. Unclear whether it's traditional or composed, but we'll hear them both.
Thank you. was only 19.
Quartet called the Sensitive New Age Cowpersons released an album in 1998 called Strange on the Range, and it included that track, the new national anthem. Never really gained much traction, though, as a new national anthem, except amongst weird folk singers. Still, there you go. Makes it to this program, at least. The new national anthem by Sensitive New Age Cowpersons. Back to the featured album for the next track. This is Rhonda Moore once more. Once more, once more. With Feeling. Nobody's Fault is the name of the album. And a song written by the late Colin Dryden. Given some good treatment here by Rhonda Moore. Sither.
Changes you see in coal and diesel, the power of steam, black shawls, coarse stockings, and cotton. Logs on the frost, on the cold winter's morn, the smell of the grease and the oil on the loom, and the kids by the gateway at noon stand waiting for your wages on Friday. It's 6 in the morning, it's time to rise, sleep on old man. You're weary and wise to the ways of the mill and all of the tribes for a part-time job in the dark. Happen and pant and pass the mill up to the lamppost to get all you fill. You've only got have flown, it's time to roam. their laughter and joy. But many's the time when you stood with the best, although balloons have near turned to death. They've all got a few miles of weaving as yet before they'll have tested all.
Three tunes composed and played on fiddle by the late Jerry Holland. We heard Party in the Catskills, Kate and Julie's First Reel, and Brendan Mulverhill's Pick, accompanied there by the great John Doyle, excellent guitarist and fine accompanist. He's also a good singer, but we don't hear his voice on this particular album called Helping Hands. A lot of Jerry Holland compositions, and some traditional and some by other people. Good, right through. You're listening to Come All Ye, in case I haven't reminded you lately. Let me see. I think we'll hear a song by Nick Jones from one of his great albums called the Noah's Ark Trap. Noah's Ark Trap, of course, is a chess manoeuvre. I don't quite know why he called it that, but anyway, there he goes. We'll hear the Indian Lass, and we'll get a second voice on this as well. Dave Berland sings a little bit on this, and Helen Watson is playing harmonium. But mostly, it's Nick Jones.
¶¶ tried me a glass. By chance there came by a young Indian lass. This lovely young Indian on the place where she stood, I viewed her fair features and I found that they were good. She was neat, tall and handsome, and her age was 16. She was born and brought up in a place called New Orleans. She sat down
we were going to sail. This love all smiles. Tonight, love, I'll be all smiles tonight. Though my heart may break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight. And when the dance commences, oh, how I will rejoice. I'll sing the song.
I'll be all smiles tonight from April Virch. April Virch comes from the Ottawa Valley in Canada. Not only an interesting singer, shall I say, but a very fine fiddle player. And I'll let the album continue, I think, with a tune she wrote, not for anything in the Ottawa Valley, but for the Central Fraser Valley Fiddlers, a fiddle club in British Columbia. So April Virch playing fiddle, Mark Somos playing guitar, Benoit Legault playing piano, and Stuart Kenny playing bass. And I guess I should tell you, I'll Be All Smiles Tonight, which of course was an A.P. Carter song, featured harmonies from Connie Calder, and Bruce Mulsky was playing guitar. And some of the other people on the album I won't trouble you with. Here's the Fraser Valley Reel. Mm-hmm.
Her father left the Punjab in the war of 47. The boy of two whose parents knew too well why they were leaving. A nation and a land divided, many families grieving. For those who have to lose so much for what they do believe in. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. Her parents moved to Acklam back in 1969. Very soon a Borough moon shone on this love of mine. I met her in the Linthorpe Road, her hair a raven shade. So sweet and shy she caught my eye, the likes I'd never seen. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. Her eyes were bright and black as night, like jet on Whitby's shore. Her cheek possessed of patina no tulip ever bore. Her loveliness in eastern dress placed others in the shade. And never yet did I regret the choice of this dark maid. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. When we did declare our love to parents unsuspecting, her father said she'd see him dead if she was disrespecting the ways of old, that crock of gold that was her own tradition. Battered to treat Western ways with ultimate suspicion. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. Likewise, when my mother found a brown girl I had chosen, great distress she stressed that there were white girls by the dozen to hold me and to care for me, but I could not be shaken. The heart I lost in Linthorpe Road had been forever taken. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. So now we live in Stockton town, our future long decided. Just one great sadness from the past, our families divided. My parents, they cannot forgive, and hers try to forget her. But we have children of our own who'll make the future better. There is a part of each of us permanently grieving for those who have to lose so much for what they do believe in. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. I never thought I'd fall for someone from another world, till I met and fell in love with a dark Punjabi girl. Thank you.
Some fiery music there from Nicola Hayes playing fiddle and Helene Brunet playing the laúd, which is a 12-string lute from Spain. Helene Brunet and Nicola Hayes, I think, have been living in Brittany for, well, since just the turn of the century, I think, about 2000. And there we heard a tune called Jeff Sturgeon from their CD called Travelling. And before that, a very distinctive voice from Teesside, the late Vin Garbutt, his song Punjabi Girl. Well, we're running out of time, folks, on Come All Ye this afternoon, but I'll get one more from the featured album before we go. It's a Mississippi John Hurt composition called Richland Woman, and I can remember Rhonda Moore singing this in about 1970, and here she is from the featured album Nobody's Fault, doing it again.
Give me red lipstick and a poppy red rouge, a shingle bobcat and a shawl. Take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Come along, young man. Everything is setting right. My husband's gonna wait till next summer.
And that's the end of Come All Ye for today. That was Rhonda Moore from the featured album Nobody's Fault, Richland Woman. Thanks for your company. We'll do it again next time. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.